coming up on issue 15 of the Crit Hit Audio Zine. Are you ready to GM? Fuck yeah, you are. I'm noticing this thing where people are getting kind of down on themselves, thinking they're not ready to GM, or they have all this weird pressure, or, you know, whatever. They don't think that they can do it. Yes, you can fucking do it. Grab some dice, grab some friends, grab some character sheets, and just fucking play. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the hows and whys of that. The other thing I'm going to talk about is Rollgate. I just started checking out Rollgate. It's a play-by-post website that lets you run RPGs without having to everyone sit around, you know, at a specific time. You can do it sort of at your leisure through your phone, or you can do it online, like on your desktop or whatever. And so it's super cool. And I'm going to talk about some of the features on that and a little bit about, you know, why I think this is a cool thing to do as a group and start implementing this, just so we can all start playing more games, because that's always like the goal, right? Is play more games. So yeah, so all that coming up on Crit Hit Audio Zine.
This is the Crit Hit Audio Zine.
So I'm checking out this thing called Rollgate. It's a play-by-post website. It has a bunch of tools on there that seem really cool and really conducive to running games online. If you don't know what a play-by-post is, it's basically like what it says on the tin. You play an RPG game in a almost like a chat conversation style manner. And the cool thing about this is that the site has all these tools to really manage a role-playing game really well, it seems like. Like, you can set things out by act and chapter and scene, so that way you don't get lost and you can kind of go back and read what happened. And the ability to separate things out specifically and sort of filter them out that way, I think is really super cool. It's got things like you can keep your character sheet on there. It's got a dice roller. I can whisper things as a GM to specific players. You can have notes and handouts and all these good stuff. And it seems like just a really cool tool. And I'm going to test it out running a DCC adventure called Portal Under the Stars. And I want to use Diogo Nogueira's Sharp Swords and Sinister Spells, because it's pay what you want. So that means anybody can go in there and pick up a copy of the PDF of this game. Hopefully you'll drop them a buck or two or the suggested $3.50, because it's worth way more than that. Like, I'll probably drop about like $6 or $7 on this thing, or $8 even. But definitely check out Rollgate, and then tell me what you think, or if you use it, let me know what you think, because I think this is a cool tool and I want to incorporate it more into the Crit Hit Chaos Crew community and get some games going online. I know I also want to see the Discord start hosting some games and that sort of thing, and get some of the conversations and stuff going on the Discord as well, because not everyone's on Facebook, and we're a very Facebook heavy group. I understand that we have our own, you know, we have our own group on Facebook that's fairly lively, but not everybody's on Facebook, or not everybody likes Facebook, or not everybody can check on Facebook or whatever, but they can hop on the Discord app on their phone and kind of follow some conversations or some topics and things like that, or maybe even jump on a voice game on there, or a video game, not a video game, but a game done with video, you know, chat, because you can do that on Discord as well. Or I want to be able to offer this sort of role, something on Rollgate, where we have GMs running games on play by post, and people can play one or two or three or multiple games, and it's done at your leisure, where you don't have to sit there, you know, and spend an hour playing a game. You can just go on there, post what you do, and then wait for somebody else to reply or continue the game. So the idea of looking online for other ways of playing the games that we like is something that's really interesting to me, and I really want to help build the community where we're playing games in person, we're playing games at events, we're playing games at, you know, Crit Hit itself, as well as online through, you know, through whatever means we can, and try and branch out a little bit outside of just our Facebook groups to try and organize games. I want to see if we can organize games online as well as in person. So just some quick thoughts on gaming online. We'll be right back. So let's talk about GMing. Since the announced demise of Google Plus, I have noticed that I've increased the number of Facebook groups that I've joined, and I'm in a bunch of them, ranging from a variety of topics, from 5th edition to, you know, weird little small games that I'm really into, or, you know, just general GM kind of groups and that sort of stuff. And I'm also on a couple forums, and I read a couple blogs, and then I follow some people who are, some are new to role-playing games, relatively new, and others have been around for a while. And I get it, I am probably in the minority when it comes to what I'm about to say next. But I've noticed a trend, and I've noticed a pattern, especially amongst newer GMs, of saying stuff like they're not ready to run, or they're not prepared, or they have to do so much prep work and that sort of stuff. And I don't get it. I mean, I understand where they're coming from, but I don't know where a lot of the sort of, it feels almost like anxious, or it feels like, I don't know, it feels like they're expected to be this really great GM right off the bat. And I understand that, you know, you always want to do the best that you can when you're running a game, but, there's this, kind of underlying like thing that maybe I'm reading too much between the lines, but it feels like, you know, they either have an expectation put on them, or they're putting it on themselves, of a level of rules mastery that has to happen, or a level of super detailed prep that needs to happen before they can run a game. And that's just kind of bullshit, right? Like you don't have to do all those things. And this is one of the things that I am a huge advocate for, is not prepping. Like, don't prep, don't over prep. Not prepping, but don't over prep. Like, definitely don't spend a bunch of time trying to get everything accounted for, or think of every single type of thing that you need to do to get a game up and running. Same thing with just even game mastering. Like, if you've never GM'd before, and you've never played, or you've never ran Dungeons and Dragons, or you've never ran, you know, any other game, don't worry so much about, you know, are you ready to run this game? There isn't all that much to know outside of the core mechanics. Like, if you have a basic grasp of a core mechanic, then you're good. Now, let's kind of back up there for a second. If you've never played a role-playing game before, and you want to run something right off the bat, by all means, like, hey, good on you for taking that initiative, because we need more GMs. And you probably do want to read up on the rules and be, you know, pretty familiar with them, or at least have a conversation with your table saying, hey, this is my first time running. I might need some help with some of these rules, but I have an idea for a story and how I want to run it and that sort of stuff. Right. So, because presumably some of your players will have some experience, but I think most of you who are new to GMing or want to be in a GM have played a game before. Like, you've played in a 5th edition game maybe, or, you know, or some other game. And here's the thing, is you don't need a lot of work to do those things. You know, you don't need to put a lot of thought and a lot of effort into running a game. Run the fucking game, right? Like, there's a point of analysis paralysis where you're just going to overanalyze everything that you're doing, and you're going to think that you got to know every single rule, and you have to know, you know, especially in games like D&D, you know, if you're coming from, you know, a group of players that likes to have like these super advanced and complicated builds, a word that I fucking despise, but, you know, we have all these builds that are made, you know, for combat optimization, and you're worried that they're going to run right through all your carefully planned scenario and adventure and all that stuff, like they're just going to derail everything. You know, let it happen, let it derail, you know, let it go off the grid and sort of, you know, improvise. Like, if you're not comfortable improvising, then definitely kind of try and read up a little bit on some tools that you can use to either bring the game back to where you want it, or to just kind of go with the flow of what the players want. But the idea that you have to have all this information in your head and all this knowledge in your head is kind of ridiculous. Like, get out there and just run a game. You don't have to know very much, again, other than those core rules. You know, go through the core rules, know, understand how the basic mechanics work, understand sort of what your role as a GM as far as that particular game goes, because some games have very specific things that they want out of a GM. And, you know, specifically I'm talking about like Powered by the Apocalypse has a very different style of GMing games. But, you know, outside of maybe that game and maybe a game like Fate, you know, your more narrative-based games, you know, make sure you understand how the game itself is supposed to run, how some of the situations that you're going to get into are supposed to play out. So how different scenarios play out, you know, combat obviously is a big one, but, you know, also social interactions or basic skills. Make sure you understand how like skills and powers and those things work. But that's all very basic stuff. Like, if you just sort of read through the rule book a little bit, most games, their core mechanics aren't that complicated. And that's all you got to know. You're going to screw up. That's okay. Your players will forgive you and will help you walk through those things. You know, most of the times you can even, you know, there's nothing wrong with leaning in on an experienced player, or maybe you have a GM who's playing in your game and go, hey, I might need some help with a couple of these things. Like, how does this work? Or tell me, you know, like how, you know, this particular skill works or this particular power works, or, you know, those sort of things. Outside of that, you don't really need very much more. Like, you just need to get out there and fucking do it. Like, don't let anybody hold you back and tell you that you're not ready to GM. Like, never do that. You are ready to GM. As long as you understand, you know, if you don't understand the core mechanic, then yeah, you might not be ready. But other than that, other than understand the core mechanic, don't let anybody tell you that you're not ready to GM. And don't let anybody put all this pressure or make you feel like it's, you know, you're going to make a fool of yourself or something like that. Like, you're not. I mean, you're going to screw it up. Everybody screws up and everybody gets better. It's like any other skill. You have to keep practicing it to get better. And sometimes it's best to just sort of get pushed off the cliff and just go with the flow. And so that's kind of what I want to talk about, you know, is, you know, just kind of reiterate those things. Because, you know, it's kind of frustrating as somebody who has spent a lot of time trying to get people into a game, to see the thing that I've always wanted. Like, we're living in a renaissance time for me, in a golden age, if you will, for role-playing games, where there are so many games going on and there's so many people interested in the hobby, and it's overwhelming. And you know, these are the things that I've always wanted since I was a kid. I wanted players, I wanted to find games. And to see other GMs out there, or other people who are willing to go ahead and make that leap and try and run games for people is amazing. But the frustrating part is to see sort of the self-doubt creep in and stop these people from running games. Don't let that happen. Like, get out there and run games. Even if you're not sure, just try it, man. Like, there's nothing bad is going to happen in the game. And nobody's going to be disappointed or mad at you. And if they are, you probably don't want to play with those people anyway. And that's a whole different conversation about like what kind of players you should be or you should allow at your table. But, you know, as long as everybody understands that, hey, this is my first game and things are going to get screwed up and I may need some help, like, you're going to have fun. In the end, the games are about having fun. And always, you know, keep that in mind and don't let anything sort of hold you back from that, and give yourself permission to fail. And then once it fails, go back and read up and go, oh, this is how it's supposed to work. So the next game you run back and you're like, oh yeah, I figured this out. Remember last time we screwed that up? Okay, well, we're going to kind of move past that. But going forward, this is what we're going to do. We're going to use the rules the way that they're supposed to be written, because maybe I screwed it up or something like that. Like, it's okay to fail, and it's okay to come back in the next session and have a better understanding of the rules and the game that you're trying to play. You know, again, and then when it comes to prep, you know, don't over prep things, because no adventure survives first contact with your players. They're going to derail things. Just understand that and just kind of go with the flow and go with the spirit of like maybe what the players are wanting to do, and be always be willing to sort of abandon, not totally abandon, but maybe set aside some of the things that you wanted to do in the game for what you can clearly see they want to do. Because players will always tell you what they want and what they want to see. And so, you know, just be receptive to that and just go with it. And then maybe you can circle back around to some of the ideas or themes that you had in mind for the game that they derailed. And that's okay too. In the end, it's about getting out there, rolling dice, hanging out with some friends and having fun. And there's not as much pressure on you as you think. And definitely there's a lot of support that maybe you're not seeing or maybe you're not feeling. But trust me, everyone who sits down to play a game with you is going to want to have fun, and their intent is to have fun. And because of that, you're going to end up having fun, even if it's accidentally. And that's okay, you know? And that's pretty much it. That's all I want to talk about for this segment.